Hello, welcome to This Week in the Atlantic Coast Conference, the podcast for allsportsdiscussion.com. This is Jeff, and you can follow me on Twitter at TalkinACC Sports. The podcast moderator is Matthew, and you can follow him at HokieSmash_ASD. We are sponsored by Main Street Pharmacy in Blacksburg, Virginia. They are located at 301 South Main Street, Suite 107 in Blacksburg, Virginia, 24060. You can follow Main Street Pharmacy on Twitter at Main Street FHARM. I'll turn it over to our moderator, Matthew, who has just joined us.
Jeff, thank you for the great introduction, and thank you for introducing our sponsor, Main Street Pharmacy. They are awesome in Blacksburg, Virginia. So we're going with a classic version of this ACC podcast tonight. I mean, this is episode 386 of the All Sports Discussion ACC podcast. Jeff and I have been doing this since 2013, and we figured that episode 386 was a great time to start a new platform, right, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. Goodbye to the old and hello to Podbean.
Episode 386 in a brand new platform, So, Jeff, for listeners that don't know who we are, tell us about yourself, Jeff.
All right. By day, I'm an engineer. I got an electrical engineering degree from Georgia Tech, and I went to graduate school at Clemson University. So I got ties to the ACC schools. Started this podcast, or started the blog around 2012, and then Matthew joined up for the podcast about a year later, and we've just been going strong ever since. We kind of felt like the ACC needed more voices out there, you know, talking about its teams and its bloggers and its athletics. So that's what we've been doing, and we've had a lot of fun, and hope we keep going for a while longer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I actually joined as a blogger before I started with the podcast. It was pretty interesting. Ryan Hancock asked Jeff and I to start up a podcast, and we never know. I don't think we either of us ever thought that this podcast would be going for almost a decade, but here we are. So it's really fun. My name is Matthew. You can follow me on Twitter at HokieSmash_ASD. I am, as Jeff said, the podcast moderator here for this. And I am a Virginia Tech graduate. I went to graduate school at Virginia Tech, and I've been going to Blacksburg since I was a young person, right? My uncle is a retired professor from Virginia Tech. So I've been going there since almost the day I was born. So you can say I've been bleeding maroon and orange since the day I was born, though. So that's a little bit about us. So, Jeff, let's go into week five of the ACC football schedule. And we're going to probably do some lightning round stuff here, but we certainly have some obvious candidates for the most disappointing team in week five. You certainly have blogged about one of them, but who is the ACC's most disappointing football team in week five?
I got a couple of candidates here. First, I'm going to start with Georgia Tech. Following that win over North Carolina, started to build some optimism around the program, especially, you know, they'd already started the year with a loss to a really poor Northern Illinois team. Get to Mercedes-Benz, play great against North Carolina, probably the best game Georgia Tech has played under Jeff Collins. And then they come back, hosting Pittsburgh, chance to build some momentum, and they just were an absolute no-show on both sides of the ball. Kenny Pickett, QB for Pittsburgh, basically started up his dark horse Heisman candidate candidacy by just shredding the Georgia Tech defense to pieces. Jeff Sims, quarterback who played so well against North Carolina, you know, largely had a good game against Pittsburgh, but his two turnovers to start out the game, you know, it's kind of set the tone for the game. And Pittsburgh just, you know, absolutely blew Georgia Tech out of their own stadium. 52-21. And, you know, it's the kind of performance that just keeps happening again and again for Jeff Collins. You go back over the last 3 years, and you got the losses to you got Citadel loss. You got the 45-0, you know, shellacking by Virginia Tech. Last year, you lose to one win Syracuse. You know, the 73-7 debacle against Clemson. This year, you open the year with the loss as a 19-point favorite to NIU, Northern Illinois. And then you come back against Pittsburgh, who is a good team. I'm not taking anything away from them. You know, extremely good offensive team. But to get blown out like that, really disappointing effort for Georgia Tech. The other team that you got to be disappointed in, and their whole season's been a big disappointment, has got to be Miami. You know, they're at home trying to build some momentum, you know, first ACC game of the year, and, you know, they were chasing Virginia the entire game, caught up finally in the second half, and then with a chance to win the game, miss a chip-shot field goal. And Manny Diaz is big time on the hot seat. They're really frustrated down Miami, and that's my other disappointing team for the week.
Jeff, I think you covered that pretty well. I mean, I guess I would like to see a little more life out of Duke than I'm seeing. I mean, they just got burned by North Carolina, and it's quite obvious that they may not win a game the rest of the year. Am I right about that?
I don't think that's out of the question at all. I mean, Duke had started 3-1, you know, beaten Northwestern, beaten Kansas. You thought maybe they were starting to, you know, figure things out a little bit, could build some momentum. And, you know, North Carolina was complete control of that game. And, you know, that's going to be two desperate teams. And we'll get into it a little more when Duke and Georgia Tech play this upcoming week. You know, two teams that are going to be desperate big time for a win.
Definitely, definitely. So let's go on the flip side of the coin here. I blogged about a team I thought was pretty impressive this week, but, you know, they may not be the most impressive team this week. Who was your ACC team that was the most impressive football team in week five, Jeff?
I'm going to go with who you blogged about, and that being Wake Forest. You know that they're an impressive team when you start getting haters on the internet, and, you know, it's not lovable Wake Forest. You know, Mark Packer calls them on his show the Swiss. You know, who can hate Wake Forest? Well, when you start winning games and beating teams, you start getting people to really get on you, and opposing fans across the ACC were giving it to Dave Clawson, thought he was complaining too much about the refs and this and that. And that's what happens when you start winning. And, you know, at the end of the day, they took a serious test from a pretty good improving Louisville team, and they got the job done, and they're 5-0. They've been the most consistent team in the ACC week in and week out. Every game they've played, you know, they've came out in the end. I mean, there's not a single team in the ACC that can say that they've brought a consistent effort in each game. As good as Pittsburgh has been, they've got that loss to Western Michigan. I think you could say Boston College has been pretty consistent. No shame in losing at Clemson. But for me, it's Wake Forest.
Absolutely, Jeff. Jeff, am I wrong in my blog post? Do you think, like, worst case scenario for Wake Forest, they've got to be 8-4 to close the season, and I think there's a very real shot for them to be 10-2. What do you think about
that? I don't think that there's any question that they can have a 9-10 win type season. I mean, the end of the season is definitely going to, you know, challenge them, but they've got a great shot to get to that North Carolina game 8-0. They've just been so consistent. This is when Dave Clawson talked about it in the offseason that he thought this could be his, you know, his best team. I mean, I think a lot of us were skeptical, but he's turning out to be absolutely correct.
And it's not out of the question. I'll say this. It's not out of the question that they beat North Carolina State, because they've won three of the last four in that series. And sometimes you never know what you're going to get from, you know, I hate this. You know, I don't want to say you never know what you're going to get from North Carolina State, but that Mississippi State loss kind of had, you know, just still has, I still have a few questions in my mind. I mean, they have come back to win a few, win some games. They are in the top 25. They seem to be better than they were in the past. It's certainly, you know, that's going to be a fun game, I think, North Carolina State and Wake Forest.
Yeah, absolutely. When they get to that game, and I think, you know, we might have been a bit too hard on NC State for that Mississippi State loss. I mean, Mississippi State this week beat Texas A&M, and
yes,
you know, there's no question Texas A&M was way, way overrated. But I mean, you go, and I think that game was at Texas A&M. You go into College Station, that's still a pretty good win. So, you know, maybe that loss is not as bad as a lot of us thought.
We'll find out. That's very possible. So, yeah, I mean, they don't call Mike Leach the wizard for nothing, right? I mean, he seems to have some sort of genie hanging around him in that cap that he opens up. So let's go to week six, man. Which ACC football game are you looking forward to most in week six, Jeff? And don't tell me Virginia Tech, Notre Dame.
Man, I was going right for it because I think Virginia Tech's winning that game. I think Notre Dame has been getting by on smoke and mirrors through this most of this year. You know, and then you saw they lost at home to Cincinnati. Their playoff hopes, you know, they're completely dashed. And I think the week off came at a great time for Virginia Tech. They didn't play that well against Richmond, but I think this is a pretty good football team. And that's just going to be a crazy environment in Blacksburg. And I think they've got a great shot to knock off Notre Dame.
Okay, so let me play devil's advocate with you. Who's going to come in and play quarterback for them, Jeff? Because the top two quarterbacks are no longer there. I'm sorry to tell you, the top quarterback is playing at Tennessee right now. Hendon Hooker is playing at Tennessee. And the second best quarterback, Quincy Patterson, the third, is probably going to win an FCS title. Or it's going to have a good shot at winning one. And so I'm wondering if that arm strength really got that much better over 2 weeks for the quarterback, for the current quarterback who's in there, Braxton Burmeister, because I'm trying to figure out how Virginia Tech will be able to beat a team where the Hokies rarely have passed down field this year. I'm count me in as highly skeptical, Jeff, because here's what I think Virginia Tech needs, okay? If they want to beat Notre Dame, the defense is going to have to play the same way it did against North Carolina. They're going to have to kick it up high in gear. Do I think that's possible? I think that part of the equation may be possible, right? I mean, a night game in Lane Stadium, that place is going to be loud. You're probably going to see a bunch of false start penalties from Notre Dame. I mean, it is a vicious environment. It's sold out. That part of the equation could be pretty tough, right? But I question whether Virginia Tech can get enough offensive production and whether the play calling will be opened up enough to be successful against the Irish, because you've got to be able to pass the ball down the field, right? And not having James Mitchell on the field, that's a killer right now for Virginia Tech, because he is you and I both know this, he's a special talent, right? He is. Yeah,
that hurts.
He's so good. And, you know, you've got to be able to pass downfield if you're the Hokies. And I'm not seeing a legitimate downfield passing game for Virginia Tech right now to at least keep the running game honest, you know, the other thing I would say, Jeff, before we go on to the other areas of the podcast, I really think that Notre Dame is going to want to show that loss to Cincinnati was a fluke, because nobody ever wants to play somebody after they take an embarrassing L at home. You know what I mean? I mean, I've I much rather would have faced Notre Dame if they had won that game against Cincinnati. And I'm feeling in this position that, you know, Virginia, if Virginia Tech wins this game, Jeff, they're going to have to get a little help from Notre Dame, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think Notre Dame is a quality football team. But I think that's a team with one loss that could very well have two or three more.
Fair enough.
Florida State had them on the ropes, and we know Florida State. We're familiar with what Norvell has going on down there, and every power poll you see has Florida State ranked at the bottom of the ACC currently. They got a win over Syracuse this past weekend. But that team has struggled all year long, and they had Notre Dame on the ropes. And I think Cincinnati exposed some things. And, you know, I definitely understand that, you know, they're going to be the wounded animal coming to Blacksburg. But I think at the same time, a lot of their goals for the season, you know, have been lost because they can't get to the playoffs with one loss. I don't see how. You know, if they were in a conference – yeah, they could probably play their way back into it by running the table, winning the conference, but it's not going to happen. One loss as an independent, and you lost to Cincinnati. I really feel like Virginia Tech is in a great spot going into this game.
Okay, well, you know what? You feel a little more optimistic than me, Jeff. I'll be straight with you. When we're done with this podcast, I'll check what the line is. The line is from Vegas. Maybe it hasn't even been published yet. Some people are saying that it could start out at 3.5 and then maybe move to 6.5. But, I mean, the one thing that Virginia Tech has going for it, right, against Notre Dame, Jeff, are the stud corners. They're all – every single one of them, they're all healthy for Virginia. Yeah. And that's going to help. You know, but I'm my concern is, you know, who's going to cover that tight end for Notre Dame? That's my concern right now for Virginia Tech. But
yeah, he's a problem. That's basically the college version of Travis Kelce right now.
We'll see though. I mean, it's if they get some help, they get Notre Dame jumping on a lot. Notre Dame has a long field. There could be a few issues here and there. I don't think that quarterback runs as well as prior quarterbacks that have been there. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's not the player Book was. You know, that was a really experienced quarterback who had was playing his best football last year, getting Notre Dame to the playoffs. So they've definitely a little bit of a downgrade there. And that's what's going to be interesting is he's going into an environment like Blacksburg. He hadn't played in anything like that.
No, it's going to be loud for him. All right, man. So let's go on here, man. Which ACC team could be upset in week 6 if they are looking ahead to a game on their schedule or if they're otherwise just sleepwalking on the field? Because let me start out with my candidate, Jeff. There's some crazy things that happened up in the Orange Dome.
Yeah.
As you well know, I mean, sometimes it's like 98 degrees when the opponent, you know, has the football, and then it mysteriously becomes 64 degrees, you know, when the home team has the football in that dome. Sometimes Guns N' Roses is playing pretty loud when the home team is on defense. So Wake Forest goes up to Syracuse this week, and I think they're going to be in for a battle because, like I said, I do think there are weird things that happen in the dome that we can never explain. So I will flip the court to you. What do you think about week 6 and upsets, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that's probably the one to keep an eye on because this is definitely an improved Syracuse team from last year. Dino Babers, you know, coming off the one win season, you know, they were 3-2. You know, they lost it at Florida State, but it was a close game. You know, Florida State was bound to win a game. So, you know, don't get me wrong. Syracuse is not a great football team. They may not even be a good football team, but they are better than they were last year. And, you know, now Wake Forest is kind of that hunted team. They're going to get everybody's best shot. And like you said, in the Carrier Dome, 6.5-point underdog in that game. Yeah, Wake Forest has got to be ready, and they definitely can't let up on any of their play. I mean, they go in there and turn it over a couple times. Syracuse can definitely pull that upset.
All right, man. So let's go to this. Let's go to the national scene, Jeff. As we look at Week 6, there's pretty good games. Some pretty good games nationally coming up in Week 6. What are you looking at on the schedule? Because let me give you one of mine, and you've got an obvious candidate, right? And there's an obvious candidate here in the Big Ten that probably should have been hosting College Game Day, and they're not. I'm just gonna come out and say it. Okay. College Game Day should not be at Oklahoma and Texas next week. And I'm just gonna come out and say that. They should not be down there. They should be at Penn State and Iowa, because that is the absolutely most nationally relevant football game next week by far. But the other one, and I think you might agree with this, Jeff, and I'll have you talk about this, because you know I know how much you can't stand them. Georgia may get everything they can handle from Auburn this upcoming week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it pains me to say it, but that Georgia team, they're very, very good. And right now, Alabama and Georgia have separated themselves from the rest of the field. But going on the road against Auburn and Bo Nix, I mean, it's not out of the question that Auburn can pull an upset. I mean, that game that you mentioned, the Big Ten game with Penn State and Iowa, you know, you've got Penn State ranked number 4. I mean, Auburn went up to Penn State and were very competitive in that game. You know, it came down to the final couple possessions late in the fourth quarter. Penn State held on. And, you know, but Auburn was right there at the end. And Auburn just went to LSU and won a game. So, you know, if Georgia is a little bit off, you know, going to Auburn, you know, they could be into a fourth quarter tussle. And it was a big emotional game for Georgia against Arkansas. I mean, a lot of people were kind of trendy, you know, saying Arkansas could challenge Georgia, and Georgia just took care of them. They got to get up for another, you know, difficult game. I expect Georgia to win this game, but it's certainly not out of the question that Auburn causes some problems for Georgia. The other game that you've already mentioned is Penn State and Iowa, and, you know, already talked about Alabama and Georgia separating themselves from the field, but the winner of this game, you have to put in that category with those two, because these are two really good football teams. And Iowa, they've got a team that can really cause some issues this year. And the winner of this game has a great shot to represent the Big Ten in the playoffs.
I'm definitely with you.
The game of the day.
I'm with
the games of the year.
I'm with you 1,000%, man. And like I said, the fact that College Game Day is at that Red River rivalry, I'm sorry, that's a joke. They should not be it. They should be at Iowa this week. You know, so
yeah. That's a no. You know what that's all about. Get your future SEC teams all over the game day.
Oh, it's disgusting. Okay. All right, man. So here we are, man. You have blogged about this. I mean, we're plugging the hell out of each other's blog posts this week, Jeff.
Right.
Is the ACC network going to come to Comcast this week, Jeff, so I can actually watch Virginia Tech and Notre Dame in my own home?
Yeah, this is there are really some weird things going on in the background this week that you know, maybe not everyone has kind of been paying attention to. But the deal between Comcast and Disney came to an end last Thursday.
Yes.
And Friday, you saw ADs and athletic departments from different ACC schools posting on Twitter, like, hey, to their fans, hey, get on your cable provider Comcast, ask for the ACC network. And, you know, it just seemed like a really peculiar time to make that make that push, what I think is happening is that they are in the 11th hour of these negotiations and they missed, you know, the opening weekend of October. I think this is something that's going to be resolved here in the next few days. John Oren from Sports Business Journal tweeted that it's a good sign that this has been so quiet over the last few days. He didn't make any statements about whether it was going to, you know, happen. He just said it was a good sign. I think the ACC network will be on Comcast and sooner rather than later. And if it's not, that would be the first big miss of Commissioner Jim Phillips' tenure as ACC commissioner. He has to get this done. He had to have seen when that little test came out in August, how many ACC fans were just like so thrilled they finally had it on Comcast. And if he doesn't get that deal done, that's a big miss. I think it's going to happen really soon.
So you think this is basically I'm going to throw you this bone, this ACC network is a goodwill sort of thing, charity thing, so that we can get this whole Disney contract done with Comcast. Is that what you're telling me, Jeff? Kind of your indication?
Yeah, I think with the Disney deal coming to an end, I think they're working hard to get the ACC network as part of the new deal with Comcast. I think they're making an 11th hour to push. You know, it something is going on like really seriously behind the scenes, or you wouldn't have these tweets going out from these schools. You know, whatever they're needing to do to get the final, to get the final push over the finish line. But if you go two weekends and you've had Boston College playing at Clemson on ACC Network, and then you have Virginia Tech hosting Notre Dame, and the rest of the nation, you know, the rest of the Comcast nation can't see that because it's on the ACC network. That's a big miss for Jim Phillips.
Oh my gosh, yes. You especially because Virginia itself, the state, the Commonwealth of Virginia, guess who the biggest cable provider is covering Virginia Tech and Virginia fans?
Exactly, and I think Massachusetts is a pretty big one for Comcast as well. So I think they're pushing. I think they're really pushing.
I think Atlanta is too for Georgia Tech, right?
I think it is too. They have a significant amount of charter cable subscribers too, but I do think that is correct. I think Atlanta is a big Comcast one as well.
Yeah, so they have to get this deal done. All right, man. What do you got for us, Jeff? It's open microphone time, man. The floor is yours on this new podcast platform.
Yeah, I mean, with everything that's gone on in the first, you know, we're not quite to the halfway point of the season, and I talked about it just briefly at the earlier part of the Comcast, but I don't think there's anyone in the ACC that's playing as well offensively as Kenny Pickett at Pittsburgh. Even in their one loss, they lit up Western Michigan, and right now Kenny Pickett looks like the best offensive player in the conference. I think he's your early eight, going towards the midseason leader as ACC player of the year. And with the way that Pittsburgh can move the ball offensively, that might be your team in the Coastal. Right now, I'm kind of reserving judgment on Virginia Tech until they play Notre Dame. Obviously, if they beat Notre Dame, I think it's Virginia Tech. If Virginia Tech's good enough to knock off Notre Dame, they can certainly win the Coastal. But I think those two have kind of separated themselves now from the mishmash of the Coastal Division where it was completely wide open. I think you're kind of looking at Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh in the Coastal, and in the Atlantic. Also, that's extremely wide open. Obviously, we've talked about Wake Forest. NC State is going to be in the mix. They have not lost a game in the ACC yet. Boston College, I think they're going to be a factor, but losing down at Clemson, brutal way for them to finish on a fumble when it looked like they were going to go in for that winning score. It's going to be tough to now, you know, have to make up two games on Clemson. So I think this is now a three-team race between Wake Forest, NC State, and I think Clemson is going to be, you know, in the mix as well. Definitely, they're not the team they have been the last several years, but because they're so good on defense, even with the injuries they've had, they're going to be in every game. And on Saturday, they showed a few glimpses. I mean, they still got a ton of issues on offense, but DJ Uiagalelei actually did not play that badly for him the way he has been playing. I think he actually showed some glimpses of improvement. The backs actually had a pretty good game with Shipley out, Pace and the other running back Mufa. I think they had over 200 yards rushing, which is also a good sign for their offensive line. So it's still not a good, I wouldn't even call it a good offense, but it's starting to approach at least being average. The wide receivers in that game for Clemson had a terrible outing. So it's still very much a work in progress, but you know, good for Clemson to get into the bye week off of a win and try to clean some of those things up, because they're too talented not to be a factor the rest of the way. But I think you're now down to those five teams. Your ACC championship is going to come out of those five teams: NC State, Clemson, Wake Forest, Pitt, and Virginia Tech.
So here's, and I agree with you, but here's what I'll say. So if Virginia Tech, even if they play a close game with Notre Dame, I think they're still in it in that race. And I agree, with what you're saying there. Guess who Virginia Tech plays the week after they play Notre Dame, Jeff? Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's going to be a game to keep an eye on for sure.
At home. Okay. And I have a feeling that will be that's going to be a night game in Blacksburg. You know, I have that feeling, you know, and so there's some, you know, some pretty interesting storylines coming in there, because if Virginia Tech wins that game, they're in the driver's seat for the Coastal Division. I think you probably would agree with that. I also think that Virginia Tech, when it plays Miami, will end up playing a healthy De'Aaron King, right?
Yeah, they can. Miami can still cause problems. They're not going to win the Coastal, I don't think, but they can still cause some issues when King is healthy, because he transforms them from being a very average team to one that can knock off, you know, most anyone they play when he's healthy.
Definitely. The other thing I'll say is that, and you can, I'd like to get your thoughts on this before we close, Jeff. I mean, this seems to me like this is a 2007 style football season. I mean, That's when Virginia Tech won. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's when Virginia Tech won the ACC, right, over Boston College. And if you had a tough as nails defense, if you had a really tough D, and your offense was maybe adequate, it wasn't something that was going to light the world on fire, but it was a top 40, top 45 sort of offense. That's the kind of team that could win the ACC. And so I think for that reason, I'm not counting Clemson out, because Clemson's defense is just too damn good, right? Clemson's defense is good enough to keep it in every single game. And I want to say the same thing about Virginia. Virginia Tech's defense is much better this year than it has been the last couple of years. You know, so it's can you get enough on offense? And that's where I have, you know, that's where I have obvious questions with the Hokies right now. I have, you know, less, I have questions with Clemson right now on that. But both teams have pretty tough defenses. And I think you're right that it comes from those five teams. You know, I mean, I will be interested to see, you know, I mean, how Pittsburgh plays against a team that has some good cornerbacks, because they're going to have to be able to run against Virginia Tech, right? And they haven't, you know, we're going to have to see how that all goes. So I'd be interested in your take on that, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Pitt's strength is through the air between Pickett and Addison, and the running game's been a little bit inconsistent. So yeah, I mean, you get to that game with Virginia Tech. I mean, you know, the winner of that, you know, is probably going to be the team that represents the Coastal. So a lot to look forward to in a couple of weeks.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Jeff, we had a good time here on the new platform tonight. And,
yeah, so far. Yeah, so far so good with how it went.
All right. So until next time, Jeff, I'm going to bid you goodbye. It was good to chat with you on this 386th episode of the All Sports Discussion ACC podcast. This is the longest running independent ACC podcast in the United States. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate the listeners out there. And Jeff, have a great week.
All right. You too, Matthew.